For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Let's take a minute to talk about workplace drug testing and why it's good. Healthcare costs have risen dramatically over the past decade. According to the International Drug Strategy Institute, a group of doctors, lawyers, educators, and law enforcement officials, the escalating drug epidemic is to blame. In 1989, a study conducted by the National Institute on Drug Abuse found that employees of Georgia Power that used drugs averaged $1,377 in medical benefit costs, while those who did not use drugs averaged $163, over a 1,000% increase. This drastic increase forces companies to raise their insurance rates for all of us. Drug testing in the workplace disrupts addiction by deterring drug use. In 1994, the American Management Association Workplace Drug Testing Survey stated that, quote, "There is no doubt that drug testing is an effective method of deterring drug use. Drug testing disrupts addiction, deters drug use, makes for a safer workplace, and drives down healthcare costs." Look it up for yourself at www.drugwatch.org. I'm Winston Francis. This has been the official Government Truth.
And now this from John Chase of the prison rights group November Coalition, November.org. DEA Director Karen Tandy is practicing now. She's sending in undercover agents posing as pain patients to entrap MDs. The medium is Schedule II and III drugs, usually done in towns and small cities away from the national press, usually in the red states to get friendlier juries, and usually against MDs age 50 plus who've accumulated wealth to forfeit. Then comes the perp walk on TV and the press releases Tobias, the jury pool, telling the locals how they are being protected from drugs. So far it has been a slam dunk when done this way, especially since prescribing in good faith is no defense. The silver lining may be in the appeals now in the pipeline. If they are successful, the DEA will be forced out of the medicine business, unless Congress writes legislation to expand the Controlled Substances Act. And again, that's from John Chase at November.org. One last thought from the European Journal of Pain. They say that a fifth of adults in Europe have moderate to severe chronic pain, and in many cases, their symptoms are inadequately managed. Only one in 50 cases managed by a pain specialist, and a third of patients are currently not being treated at all. To learn more, I urge you to visit bmjjournals.com. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.